Unusually warm temperatures today and probably for a little while tomorrow as well will likely be welcome. But boy, it's going to turn nasty as we go into Wednesday night into Thursday as a blizzard evolves in North Dakota and northern Minnesota. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. This will be a rather significant event because of the sudden change in weather. It will be stressful for livestock, and the wind that blows Wednesday night into Thursday is likely to be a threat to high-profile vehicles, and it wouldn't be surprising at all to see some road closures temporarily occurring as we get into Thursday morning across parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota, where we're expecting to see 3 to around 8 inches of snow accumulation. Now, with that said, the wind's going to blow so hard it's going to be very difficult to measure that, and we do expect to see those wind gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour, maybe some gusts of 45 miles per hour, and that's going to reduce visibilities. If you have to travel during the next couple of days, it'd be a good idea to get where you got to go before you get to Wednesday night. The temperatures are going to fall from 40s today and some 50s actually in the southern parts of the region down into sub-zero readings during the height of the blizzard on Thursday. Thursday afternoon temperatures in the northern parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota will be stuck below zero. We'll look for that to be in contrast to temperatures in south central and southwestern South Dakota getting up around 60 degrees tomorrow afternoon. But that will likely be followed by some return of milder conditions on Friday with 20s and 30s expected across a big part of the area. But on Saturday, another shot of cold air comes into northern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota with some temperatures in the single digits and teens in those areas while 20s and 30s continue to the south. Our nighttime low temperatures will be most punishing as we get into probably Friday morning. Thursday morning will also be cold, but Friday morning negative teens and negative single digits will be common across the region once again. Now, if you're in southern North Dakota or west central Minnesota, the snow that's going to accumulate Wednesday night into Thursday will probably just run a dusting to a couple of inches. And if you're in South Dakota and southern Minnesota, you probably won't see much more than snow flurries or snow showers with less than an inch of snow expected. But you'll still have to deal with some windy conditions. Overall, the bottom line is it's going to be a kind of a rough mid to late week this week, and we need to take precautions for the strong wind and the blizzard conditions that are likely to evolve. Quieter weather will come after this, but there will be a brief period of light snow back in North Dakota and northern Minnesota briefly Friday afternoon into Friday evening with another dusting to 2 inches across parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.